Time now for the sunny side of sports with the mighty Douglas Mpuga, sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, your Highness.
Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Happy Thanksgiving, your Highness.
So, what is on the sports menu for this evening?
Quite a lot, your Highness, but we'll kick off with football.
Go ahead.
In Ghana, the national football team, the Black Stars, have a new coach, former Chelsea boss Avram Grant. The 59-year-old has signed a 27-month deal to take over from Maxwell Cornado, who had been in temporary charge since Kwasi Appiah left in September. He will start work on Monday, and his contract will finish at the end of February 2017, after that year's Africa Cup of Nations finals. Grant has only 6 weeks to prepare the Black Stars for the 2015 Nations Cup in Equatorial Guinea. Ghana, who topped their qualification group for next year's showpiece, will find out their opponents in Equatorial Guinea when the draw is made on December 3rd. The tournament will be held between January 17th and February 8th. Grant, who was Chelsea's boss, suffered a defeat by Manchester United in the 2008 European Champions League final, was most recently the technical director at Thaiside, Tero Sasana. Grant has international experience, having spent 4 years at the helm of Israel's national side. There's been concerns, though, that Grant, who is an Israeli, may find it difficult to gain access to some North African countries. Ghana Football Association President Kwesi Nyantechi was quoted by the BBC as saying that is an issue, but the two parties will deal with it. As a holder of an Israeli passport, Grant will not only be denied entry into North African countries, he will be denied entry into some Arab countries.
VOA. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
In athletics, 2014 Boston Marathon winner Meb Okeflazighi was last week named the Athlete of the Year and honored with the Jesse Owens Award. The award is USATF's highest honor, presented annually to outstanding track and field performers. Along with Meb, Jenny Simpson also won the Jackie Joyner Casey Athletes of the Year. The Eritrean-born Meb Okeflazighi became the first American man in 31 years to win the Boston Marathon in April. I reached Meb in San Diego, California. Congratulations, Meb.
Well, thanks, Doug. It's a great honor to be, same wavelength as the Jesse Owens, the great Jesse Owens, and to be nominated or actually win the Athlete of the Year for the NSA Track and Field is huge. And with also Jenny Simpson, who's also the female version of the Jesse Owens, which is the Jackie Joyner Kersey Award. So among great company.
Yeah, this is a very great achievement. How do you feel?
Well, it's a great honor to be able to say, be called the Athlete of the Year, because the United States is such a great, the number one team. All disciplines, all different events is very strong. You have throwers, you have sprinters, you have jumpers, you have middle distance, long distance, and to be recognized because of my effort at winning the Boston Marathon and finishing fourth at the New York City Marathon, and to be named first time in 2000 in about 12 years, a marathoner to be Athlete of the Year is a huge, huge accomplishment. I feel proud and honored.
Yes, as you say, you won the 2014 Boston Marathon, being the first American in 31 years. You won the 2009 New York City Marathon, again being the first American since 1982. What motivates you, Meb?
Well, what motivates me is to get the best out of myself. I feel blessed to, I was born in Eritrea and came to Italy, lived in Italy for a year and a half, and then to the United States in 1987. I've been in the United States for 27 years now. And, I never was a runner when I was in Eritrea because of the opportunities, but my physical education class in seventh grade started all that my talent, that my God-given talent, that it was there. And I had great mentors and advisors to help me nurture that talent and now stand with you, 27 years later, and to still be motivated to get the best out of myself. And in the process, there's been a lot of great achievements. But this one, winning the Boston Marathon in 2014 and to be named Athlete of the Year for USA Track and Field is such a huge honor. And, we all have different talents, different abilities, as long as we pursue our passion. And I feel that I have done that. And you never know. The future is not guaranteed, but you work the hardest and do the best that you can. And everything usually works for the best. And never thought I would be where I am at 39. Jesse Owens Award, I was hoping to get it, potentially work hard to get it in 2005, 2006. But to do it almost 10 years later is just beyond my imagination. But it's all in God's time. And just do the best you can every time, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, maybe as you say, you won the Boston Marathon almost when you're almost 39, beating the strongest field in the race history. Do you intend to continue competing? What are your future plans? Could you share?
Yeah, I mean, my future plan is I'm 39 now. Hopefully, about less than a year and a half now for the 2016 Olympic trials is in L.A. in 2016 in February. And I hope I'll be in good health and condition and see if I can make my fourth Olympic team. I've been very honored to represent the United States in three Olympic teams in 2000, 2004, where I also won silver medal after 28 years for the United States. And then Beijing Olympics, unfortunately, because I had pelvic fracture and I couldn't even walk. I have to crawl like a baby to move one place to another. But I worked very hard on therapy and came back and ran a personal best. I'm still running my best time ever and made the 2012 Olympics. And now see if I can make one more Olympics in 2016. I'll be 41 if I'm fortunate enough to make the team.
Yes, lastly, Meb, what advice would you have for upcoming young athletes?
Well, my advice to young athletes or any person that is trying to achieve great things, things don't happen overnight. Success takes time, makes progress, and as long as you are working hard toward the goal, you need to have short-term goal, but also don't lose sight of what the big goal is, And for me, Beijing was, I thought it was going to be my peak period to be able to perform my best and try to get another medal or gold medal, but you don't always get what you want, but don't give up on your passion and your dreams. And sometimes you can want it so bad you really want to achieve it, but there's going to be bumps on the road. But if you know that down in your heart that you can believe you can achieve it, never have somebody tell you can't do it. And because you're the one that's doing the work day in, day out, and keep the faith and make progress, more progress, and to hopefully bigger goal.
Thanks, Meb. Meb and Jenny Simpson will receive the awards at a ceremony on December 4th in Anaheim, California, held in conjunction with the USTF annual meeting.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
African Beat. We love it.
I feel good.
But right now, you're listening to the sunny side of sports, so check it out.
Now on to Johannesburg, South Africa, where Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma has more sports news, starting with basketball.
Tunisian teams got off to a winning start at the Africa Men's Basketball Club Champions Cup Zone 1 qualifiers in the capital Tunis on Wednesday. U.S. Monastir edged Algeria's CR Der El Beida 68-64. Then ES Rades dismissed Morocco's RI Tangier 81-58. Algeria's GS Petrolia outplayed Morocco's Chabab Rif Al Hoshelima 87-64. The Africa Zone 1 region includes Algeria, Libya, Morocco, and Tunisia. In hockey news, Egyptian defending champion Shakir tackled Ghana's trustees in the men's contest at the Africa Club Hockey Championship in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe today, Thursday. Nigeria's police machine plays Zimbabwe's eradicators and Egypt's police engage Zimbabwe's Hippo Valley. In women's fixtures, Kenyan defending champions Orange Telkom play Nigeria's Heartland. Zimbabwe's Bulawayo Athletics Club face Malawi's Genetrix and Kenya's Strathmore University play Tanzania's Twende. Turning to football, Uganda is to host a two-day symposium from the 24th of January to plan a strategy for qualifying for the 2019 Orange Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon. The Uganda Football Federation head, Moses Magogo, disclosed in Kampala on Wednesday. Ugandan fans are distraught after failing at the last hurdle to qualify for the 2015 Nations Cup. This pattern of last-minute heartbreaking results have been the hallmark of Uganda's campaign in at least the last five consecutive AFCON qualifiers. Magogo revealed they have invited experts from Cape Verde Islands and Ghana to come and share their experiences in AFCON campaigns. Uganda last featured in the Nations Cup when they were runners-up to host Ghana in 1978. Finally, the Confederation of African Football revealed in Cairo, Egypt, that Marhaba is the name of the official match ball for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. The ball, which goes on sale at accredited Adidas retail stores across the continent next Monday, will be officially unveiled at the Nations Cup draws in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, next Wednesday.
Mark Oma in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark. And finally, Ghana has lost the appeal against the disqualification of their team from the 2015 Under-17 Championship. The Confederation of African Football has upheld its decision to penalize Ghana for fielding an overage player, Isaac Chum, against Cameroon in a qualifying match. Ghana won the 13th September first leg tie 2-1 and went on to record a 6-4 aggregate victory. But Cameroon protested and CAF disqualified Chum. As a result, Cameroon advanced to the finals. The Ghana Football Association has decided not to appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sport. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Hayes.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Friday, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 UTC.